Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, a depression recovery podcast. You know, life can be a real roller coaster, right? Some days are sunshine and rainbows, and other days, well, let's just say you might be tempted to hide under the covers with your favorite fuzzy blanket and binge watch everything on Netflix. We've all been there, haven't we? But today, I want to talk about something that can really weigh us down. Guilt and shame. They can feel like these heavy anchors dragging us under, making it hard to even get out of bed, let alone thrive. Trust me, I've been there too. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into learning to let go of these negative emotions and reclaim our mental well-being. You ready for this? Let's do it. Okay, so before we get started, let's be real. Guilt and shame are sneaky little monsters. They can show up disguised as self-doubt, anxiety, or even that persistent feeling of not being good enough. Ever felt like you're constantly replaying a past mistake in your head? Or maybe you have this nagging voice telling you that you should have done things differently? That, my friends, is guilt and shame whispering their toxic magic. But here's the truth. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Holding on to guilt and shame doesn't change the past, it just keeps us stuck in the cycle of negativity that drains our energy and prevents us from moving forward. So what can we do about it? Well, I have 5 key takeaways that are going to help you learn to let go. 1. Acknowledge and accept your feelings. The first step is recognizing those pesky guilt and shame emotions. Don't try to ignore them or pretend they don't exist, because that just makes them stronger. Instead, acknowledge their presence and say to yourself, hey, I'm feeling guilty/ashamed right now, that's okay. 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. Once you've acknowledged those feelings, start questioning the thoughts fueling them. Are they really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Remember, our thoughts are not always facts. They can be distorted and exaggerated by guilt and shame. 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion that you would offer a friend going through something similar. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. We're all human. 4. Focus on learning and growth. Instead of dwelling on the past, shift your focus to what you can learn from the experience. How can you use this as an opportunity for growth? What can you do differently next time? Remember, learning from our mistakes is how we become stronger and wiser. 5. Forgive yourself. This might be the hardest part, but it's also the most important. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened. It means letting go of the anger and resentment you're holding on to. Holding on to guilt and shame is like carrying around a heavy backpack that weighs you down. Let it go, lighten your load, and move forward with freedom. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend named Lisa who was struggling with guilt after a big argument with her sister. She felt terrible about what she said and replayed the whole thing over and over in her head. She couldn't shake the feeling that she had ruined their relationship. But after listening to some self-compassion podcasts, Lisa realized that everyone makes mistakes, especially during heated arguments. She decided to write a heartfelt letter to her sister, acknowledging her part in the fight and expressing her desire to repair their bond. It took courage, but Lisa sent the letter. And guess what? Her sister wrote back. They talked things out, apologized to each other, and even had a good laugh about the whole thing. See, learning to let go of guilt and shame is possible. It takes time and effort, but it's worth it. Remember, you deserve to live a life free from the burden of negativity. You are strong, capable, and worthy of love and happiness. So, my amazing listeners, what can you do right now to start letting go? Take a few deep breaths, acknowledge any guilt or shame you're feeling, and remind yourself that you are loved and supported. Write down 3 things you're grateful for today. Take a walk in nature, listen to your favorite music, or spend time with someone who makes you feel good. Remember, every day is a new opportunity to choose peace over negativity, love over shame, and growth over regret. Join the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts, struggles, and triumphs. Let's support each other on this journey of healing and growth. And don't forget to subscribe to Surviving and Thriving in Depression for more insights and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.